Hi folks, welcome to Monday's Coffee and Colossians. We turn to God's Word and we are got to chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse 1. I want you to know how hard I'm contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. Paul's an amazing character. I think he's misunderstood. I think he's seen as forbidding and cerebral, dogmatic, ungracious, hates women. But here, there's just warmth and power. He's saying to these people, I contend for you. And he's not just talking about those who he's met, but those he doesn't know. Now, I think verse 1, should have a 4. So he talks about, we proclaim Christ at the end of chapter 1. And then he says, to this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. For I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and those who have not met me personally. And the word he uses there for contending or for struggle is agone, from which we get the term agony. There's a real effort in this. Paul speaks about going through the pains of childbirth for the church. The churches at Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis had been founded by Epaphras. Chapter 1, verse 7 says that. Sorry, excuse me. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant. Laodicea was about 10 miles down the river Lycos. It was wealthy. There was an earthquake in AD 60, 61, and it rebuilt itself. Revelation 3, the letter to the church there, talks about that. And what Paul is saying is that it's a struggle. So he goes on to talk about how he wants them to be encouraged in heart, united in love. And he says it's a struggle. You have to work really hard at this. I think one of the problems I'm finding in so many churches is that there's this idea that we just set up the right system and things will just go. But this is difficult. This is a struggle. We are to wrestle for other people. And that's an interesting thing because we wrestle for ourselves. How will I put it? We want encouragement for ourselves, but Paul is wrestling to encourage others. And I guess I've just got a simple question. What are you doing to encourage others? There's a Scots saying, it's a sair fecht. Well, it's a sore fight. It's a hard thing to encourage others and to be able to get on with it. So maybe that's enough for today, actually. We'll go and see what it is Paul is actually wrestling for. But please think about that for yourself. If you're listening to this on the podcast as well, we've now put this on the Ask podcast, so you don't want to watch the video, you can just listen to it, then please spread the word about that. And I hope it's useful to you. But this for me is, I think it's a marvelous thing. And Paul actually wants them to know. He wants them to know that this is not easy for him. He wants them to know that that these are not just empty words. He wants them to know that he's in the fight with them. He's in the battle with them. And that's what we need, a band of brothers, band of sisters who are wrestling with us, fighting with us to seek our encouragement. So think about that today. What are you doing to encourage others? God bless you and see you tomorrow. Bye.